Here is another short take from the Christian Worldview with David Wheaton.
What is the point of getting the vaccine if it doesn't fully protect you from getting the virus or variants of the virus or allow you to live normally? And I think what's disappointing is that some prominent evangelical leaders have come out in favor of this worldview of getting the vaccine and therefore you're going to be safe. Franklin Graham, son of Billy Graham, the head of Samaritan's Purse, wrote in a Facebook post on which there were 26,000 comments. He wrote something about the vaccine, encouraging people to get the vaccine. He said, "The internet is full of articles, theories, data, and opinions concerning the COVID-19 vaccines, both positive and negative." And by the way, that's kind of the topic we're doing today. There's so many different articles, theories, data, and opinions on everything in life today. You know, how do you know what the truth is? He goes on to say, "There's a lot out there for you to read. I have been asked my opinion about the vaccine by the media and others. I have even been asked if Jesus were physically walking on earth now, would he be an advocate for vaccines? My answer was that based on the parable of the Good Samaritan in the Bible, I would have to say yes. I think Jesus would advocate for people using vaccines and medicines to treat suffering and save lives." Now, notice how there's a little sleight of hand here. It went from talking about the COVID vaccine to equating that with other vaccines and medicines. That's not really the question here. I think most everyone believes in certain vaccines and medicines to help people who are suffering and to save lives. It's that this COVID vaccine is a little different than that. It's not really truly a vaccine. It's a gene technology. It's a gene therapy. Never had a quote-unquote vaccine like this. No one really knows how this is going to impact people on a widespread basis. He goes on to say, "In this scripture passage about the Good Samaritan, Jesus told about a man beaten and wounded lying on the roadside as religious leaders passed by and didn't help. But a Samaritan, considered a social outcast of the day, becomes the hero of the story when he stops and cares for the injured man, pouring oil and wine, which were the top medicines of the day, on the man's wounds. We also know that Jesus went from town to town healing every disease and sickness. He came to save life, to offer us eternal life. Did Jesus need a vaccine himself? Of course not. He is God." So one more paragraph here from Franklin Graham. "So my personal opinion is that from what we know, a vaccine can help save lives and prevent suffering." And I would say to that, we don't know that. We don't know how much the vaccine is saving lives. According to the Dr. Peter McCullough we had last week, the vaccine doesn't really help that much. It doesn't even necessarily guarantee you're not going to get COVID. And that's what the CDC is saying about going to Canada. Samaritan's Purse, he goes on to say, has operated COVID-19 emergency field hospitals, and we have seen the suffering firsthand. I also have staff and their family members who contracted the virus and spent weeks on a ventilator and months hospitalized as a result. I don't want anyone to have to go through that. Now, let me just interject again. This is why early treatment is so key. You do not want to get to the point of having to go to a hospital and getting on a ventilator for months on end. Vaccines have worked for polio, smallpox, measles, the flu, and so many other deadly diseases. Why not for this virus? And again, I would insert, because this is not the same kind of vaccines as those other vaccines. This is a completely different one. And it's a vaccine that doesn't make you inoculated from the virus of COVID-19. Since there are different vaccines available, my recommendation is that people do their research, talk to their doctor, and pray about it to determine which vaccine, if any, is right for them. My wife and I have both had the vaccine, and at 68 years old, I want to get as many more miles out of these old bones as possible." Again, that's Franklin Graham. He makes the point at the end, too. Do your research. Talk to your doc. You know, here's the thing, is that people do not know where to find truth on these issues of the day. Even if you're a believer and you think you have good discernment, people don't know which sources to go to try to determine what to think about things or what to do in life. Now, I think Franklin Graham is a good man. I'm not trying to disparage him, his character in any way. He's very bold for the gospel and in many other ways. But this post, I think, is very representative of people just not knowing what to do. I think he's adding to the confusion.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview with David Wheaton. To find out more about the Christian Worldview, order resources, make a donation, become a monthly partner, or contact us, visit thechristianworldview.org. You can also call us at toll-free 1-888-646-2233 or write to us at Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331. That's Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331.